Okay, let's get into today's Daf, Yerushalmi, Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches. And we are on Kuf Zayin Mabez in Parak Arbalaza Demila, with two blot left here in this Parak. And we are discussing Mishahayu. So we're up to the Mishnah. Let's do the Mishnah again. We quoted it yesterday, but Machlokas. We know that there is a mitzvah. If somebody does an Avera that would be Bechayiv and Mechatas, Kareis B'mezid, if he does it by accident, he's Chayiv a carbon chata. So many. The first mission, Maseches Krisos, lists off the more than 30 chiyuvim of carbon chatas. And the Rambam lists them also and discusses them at length in Hilchos Shgagos. Remember the Rambam, in his genius organization, he was machalek. He took all of Seder Kachim and he came up with his own Seder. He doesn't have Zochim, Menachos, Chulin, Becharos. Those aren't his orders. Right. Chulin, he took Chulin, and Chulin has Hilchos Shechita is in Chulin, but then there's a lot of other elements in Chulin. The Rambam has elsewhere. But the Rambam split up Avoda and Karbanos. Two of the Rambam's 14 books are about Kashim. So if one doesn't focus, one doesn't realize, what's Avoda, what's Karbanos? Avoda is Karban Sibur, and Karbanos is Karban Yachid. That's what the Rambam says in his introduction of what he's putting in each one. So in, and that's why Avoda is Beis HaBechira, and Klei HaMikdash, and Tzmidin Musafin, and Avodas Yom Kippurim, all of the Tzibur, and Sefer Karbanos is all about the Karban Yachid. And that's the Karban Pesach is the first one. Right, Karban Pesach, Chagiga Bechara Shgagos. So in Shgagos, the Rambam lists at the beginning of Shgagos that there are five mitzvahs asay that he's going to talk about in Shgagos. The first one is Sheyakriv HaYachid Karban Chatas Kavua Al Shigagaso. Right, a carbon chatas kavua. Somebody does something a certain avir is wrong. Kol ha'over b'shkaga al achas b'mitzvahs lo saseh sheyesh ba maisa shechayav en aleh kares. If I would do it b'mezer, I'd be chayav kares. So then if I do it by accident, I'd be chayav achatas. And there's a mitzvah. Hariz a chayav lahakrav carbon chatas u'mitzvah sasehi sheyakrav chataso al shigagaso. Right, this is kind of like a mitzvah haba b'avera. Not a mitzvah haba b'avera. It's like a lav hanita glaseh, but not exactly. Not exactly, right? These are all mostly lavim that are ben adam ha-makom. And one has to bring a carbon chatos, right? It's situational, right? We hope that we'll never, ever have to do this mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that you know, that comes up if somebody violated. V'kol aveira shechayev an azona karis v'chayev an ashigaz ha-chatos. Every aveira that you're chayev a carbon karis b'mezid, once chayev chatos b'shogeg, except for three. Megadef. The same by Maisa, right? Cursing God. And then the two mitzvahs I say, Mila and Karban Pesach. Those are the only three that with a Zachi of Kares where there is no Chatas. HaPesach v'amila v'b'neshi mitzvahs I say, v'ein mevin Chatas el ha-shigdas lo sasei, sh'nemar achas v'kol mitzvahs Hashem asher lo se yasena, v'amagadei v'b'neshi ein ba-maisa. That's the Rambam. Good. So there's a lot here in the Chishkagos, but now with that background, so we have our Mishnah. So our Mishnah tells us now on Kuv Zayin Mabez, that even though if somebody violates Shabbos, Bishogeg, once Chayav Achatas, as we've said very often in this Masechta, but if one is somewhat involved in a mitzvah, then there are some Tanaim that, pater you and exempt you from the Achatas. You're involved in a mitzvah, somehow. Asa Birshus, as it's called. Asa Birshus Mitzvah. So how far does that go? So that's the discussion of of today's daf. The concept of Ta'a Birshus. And, did a Avera that would normally be Chayav Yochatas, but there was some type of mitzvah involvement. Usually a Chatas, I just do an Avera, right? I eat non-kosher, Bishogeg. I have a Chal Shabbos, Bishogeg. But what if I'm involved in a mitzvah? What's the case? Why is this here? Because we're talking about mix up with babies. Misha Hayelo Shtei Tinokos. There are two babies. We're going to go with our Girsa of the Mishnah. Ech Alachu Moav Erev Shabbos, Ech Alachu Moav Shabbos. Right? You have a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. And therefore, there's supposed to be a Bris Mila on Friday, Bris Mila on Shabbos. V'shachach U'molashol Erev Shabbos V'Shabbos. Somehow there was a mix-up. The Friday baby, I missed it. Pashtus. I missed it and I did the Friday baby on Shabbos, which is day 9. Right? So I'm not allowed to do a Bris Mila that day. So Chayiv says the Mishnah in the Reisha without argument, Chayiv, and that gets you Chayiv because what? Because you were not involved in a mitzvah. Because, I mean, Lachora, this worked, right? We know if you do a Bris Mila on day 9, it works. Okay, we'll have to see what the Pshat is. But interestingly, the Reisha, Chayiv. And the Seifa, Echalamol Acher Shabbos, the Echalamol Bishabbos, if you have a Sunday baby and a Shabbos baby, a Sunday baby and a Shabbos baby, V'shachar Omal Ashol Acher Shabbos B'Shabbos, you mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos, so there, Belezer Mechayev Chatos, Belezer says, he has a more limited view of Ta B'Dvar Mitzvah, Belezer says, no, you're still Chayev Chatos there. You're Chayev Karmach Chatos, you're Navera, right? You did the Malacha of Chavala, the Malacha of wounding. We've spoken numerous times already in this Pesachta, which Malacha is Chavala, right? It's not one of the 39. Right, chavala is either shchita or tzoveya or dash, right? One of those malachas. So Rebbe says you chayv chatos for that. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says no, you're poter. Why? Because you have two babies in front of you. You have a Sunday baby and a Shabbos baby. So you have a mitzvah staring at you in the face. You didn't do it. You messed up. Made a mistake. But there's a mitzvah right there that you could have done if you would have gotten the right baby. But you got the wrong baby, so you're poter from a chatos. That's called Ta B'Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore you're going to be Pater according to Rabbi Yoshua. Good. There is a big discussion of the Achronim on this Mishnah, and that is Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer, you're Chayv Achatas. In the Seifa. In the Seifa, you have the Sunday baby, and you're Chayv Achatas, because you messed up and you weren't involved in a mitzvah. So that Mila that you did was too early, right? That was on day 7, right? Instead of day 8. It was the Sunday baby. So, did you do anything constructive there? Isn't that stam makalkel? You just did a destructive act for no good reason, and therefore you should be putter. Right? Makalkel. Right? Makalkel, a destructive act on Shabbos is an Isser Drabanan. That's one of the Peturim, of Malach Shabbos. Malach Shabbos, Lagufa, Devashin Miskaven, and Misasek, Makalkel, Shinui, Groma, all the Enemiskayim, all of those might be connected to Malach Zbach Shabbos. So ask the Rambam already mentions it. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, but I'll read it from the Rabbi Kiveger. Kiveger on Mishnayos here quotes the Rambam's idea. So why isn't this Makalkel? Right? Why isn't this Makalkel? It's just a destructive act. So you might say that, well, we had a Manda Amr that said there's no Pater Makalkel by two Malachas, Chovel Omavir. We had a day like that. Chovel Omavir are inherently destructive malachas. So that's the chiddush of the Torah, that you're chayav for those malachas, even though they are destructive. Chovel, wounding, mavir by lighting a fire. Those are inherently destructive acts. So maybe this is according to the Manda Amar, that even Makalkel is going to be chayav by those malachas. Maybe. Or the other answer is, you still did something constructive. You still did something. Even if you do a bris mila a day early, you did something. Right, what is that? Says Rabbi Kiveger. Va'af demal kodem zmano, tzorech lomar, demikomako mikri tikune gavra. Dehu nimol, vein tzorech olamulo, lomaisa he's mild. Right, maybe you did something wrong, and did you get the mitzvah? So, do you have to do anything else? If you do a bris mila a day early. So that is very, that is an interesting discussion. There's a Ramah. There's a Ramah. I'll mention this now. Maybe we'll wait to discuss it in a few minutes. Let's see. But the Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch, Yoradei Arei Samach Beis. Ein Malan Ajitin Eitzachamam, Yoshpidi Lili Daso. There's no Mila until sunrise on day 8. Umishalam Arashacha Yatsa, but the Avid from dawn. Vikala Yom Kashalam Mila, Elas Yuzim Akdim Lemitzvis, Umalan Miyad Baboker. Do it in the morning. Vyafilu Mila Shalobis Mana in El Bayom. But it's always by day. Even a Mila Shalom is bond. Even Mila on day 10, it's by day. Mila is always by day. Ubayom Ashmini Yimol Basar Olaso. Rama. Avar Umol Balayla. What if I did at night? What if I did Bris Mila at night? Avar Umol Balayla. Tzorach Lachzor Lahati Menu Dambris. The Rama says you gotta be mate of Dambris again. You have to cause bleeding, as we've mentioned that, already. You have to be mate of Dambris, right? So it sounds like nighttime is nothing. Mal balayla, tzorach lachzor ulahati menu dambris. Then the next line of the Ramah. Malu toch shmona, ubayom. What about day 7? Yatza. Says the Ramah, yatza. That's all he says. Yatza. The achronim wonder on the Ramah. Really? Is it yatza? Va'ayin lakaman, simin rei samach dalad. Then he says, look later on, what I wrote in rei samach dalad, you have to look at the Ramah there, that sometimes you have to be metif dambris, says the Yesh Omrim in the case of goy, right? And the it's question is there a difference between nighttime and early, right? Is there a difference? There seems to be a difference according to the Rama. Maybe we'll touch on that in a few minutes. Okay, but either way, that's another answer that is given. Why isn't it mekalkel? Why are you chayev according to Rabbi Eliezer? Either it's according to the opinion that mekalkel b'chabura is chayev, or you did accomplish something, right? You did a mila, an inappropriate mila, but you did something constructive. It doesn't need another bris mila. The maisi is mahol, and therefore it's not going to be mekalkel. Okay, we continue. Misha elosh de tinokos v'chulu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan quotes that there really is two versions of what the machlokas is about. So we have a machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua about Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. If you did a mice that should be Mechayiv you a chatas, and you were involved in a mitzvah, so Rabbi Lezer says you're still chayiv. He doesn't have that term. Yeshua says you're pater. So two versions of what's the case of machlokas. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Do Rabbi Meir he? So Rabbi Yochanan assumes that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir. Why? There's going to be 2 days about how to understand this. But Rabbi Meir holds davar shasiyaso mitzvah pater. Something that where you actually did a mitzvah, everybody agrees that you're pater in that case. If you were ta'a bidvar mitzvah va'asa mitzvah, that's the language of the Bavli. If you actually did a mitzvah in your Avera context, you for sure are putter, according to everybody. The machlokas is v'she'ein ba'asiyaso mitzvah. If you were involved in a mitzvah, but you didn't end up doing a mitzvah, like day seven, like the seifa of our Mishnah. That's a case of, skip the next word, chayiv, b'machlokas. So again, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that, Rabbi Yochanan says that according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir's version of the machlokas, or blessed Rabbi Yeshua, is if you actually did a mitzvah, you for sure pater from the katas. The machlokas is where you could have done a mitzvah and it passed you by and you didn't do a mitzvah, but you were in the context of a mitzvah. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says you didn't do a mitzvah. You're chayiv. Rabbi Yeshua says no. You were in the context of a mitzvah. Tavid var mitzvah v'lona, even if v'lona says mitzvah, that's going to be the machlokas. Fine. That is Rabbi Meir's version. The question is, 1 second, what about the ratio of the Mishnah? In the ratio of the Mishnah, right, you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. Didn't you do a mitzvah? Didn't you do, right? You did a mitzvah there. So everybody should agree potter. Right? But if you say Rabbi Yochanan saying that Rabbi Meir's like the Mishnah. So some say, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan had a different girsa in our Mishnah. He had the word potter in the ratio instead of chayef. That's easy, right? So again, Rabbi Meir holds, if you actually did a mitzvah, then you're for sure pater from the chatas. But that's the case of the ratio. Because the ratio is you did a Friday baby on Shabbos. You actually did the mitzvah. You did it a day late. You did a mitzvah. You also did an aveira. So either Rabbi Yochanan has a different gears in the ratio, pater, or some say, based on a Gemara later on, that maybe you did a Friday baby on Shabbos, but I guess the Moel was very confused. I don't know. Maybe he was wearing blindfold. But the baby on the Friday baby already had a mila. And then you did some other type of chavala on him. So then you did nothing. That's what you're chayiv in that case. Because there's no mitzvah and you're not ta b'dvar mitzvah because there's nothing to do. Okay. Either way, that's, might be a different gersa. So Rabbi Meir holds, but for our purposes, we're going to have 2 different versions of the machlokas. According to Rabbi Meir, if you actually did a mitzvah, ta b'dvar mitzvah, asa mitzvah, you're for sure pater from the chatas. If you could have done a mitzvah, but you didn't. So that's the machlokas. Next, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon has a different version. And we're going to go with the Karban Eidah's Girsa. Look at the second line of the Karban Eidah. He's going to flip the Girsa. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Davar she'ein basiyaso mitzvah chayef. If you didn't actually do a mitzvah, you're for sure chayef. Doesn't matter if you were involved. If you didn't do a mitzvah, you're chayef achatas. But v'sheyesh basiyaso mitzvah, if you actually did a mitzvah in your Avera, that's where there's a machlokas. That's the machlokas. If you actually did the mitzvah. But machlokas, right? Skip the word pater. And there, meaning Rabbi Eliezer rejects the principle totally. Meaning even if you actually did a mitzvah, you're going to be chayv achatas, going to Rabbi Eliezer. Because you did an Avera. You did it, you're chayv karban chatas. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no. If you, actually did a mitzvah, then you're going to be pater. But if you didn't do a mitzvah, you for sure you're going to be chayv. So 2 versions of the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir argue about the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. and Rabbi Yeshua. I mentioned before, again, whether you did a mitzvah, didn't do a mitzvah, there might be a difference between night and early. If you look in the Stipler, in the Gilas Yaakov, in Shabbos, Simin Nun Beis, that's where the Stipler says, based on a Shagas Aryeh, Shagas Aryeh doesn't think there's any difference. He thinks before Lefreiz Banu, you didn't do anything. Ror Makayim Mitzvah. The question is, how do you put the Ramah's Psakim together? The Ramah seems to say that night, you have to be Meitav Dam Bris afterwards. And Lefnei Zmanu, you don't have to be. I'm not saying we paskin that way. The Achronim say maybe you have to be made to down by both, but this is the Ramah. So he says, V'nira b'derech efshar. Maybe, de'avo b'shochiyach ha-shagas aryeh b'kam arayas to Lefnei Zmanu lokiyim klam mitzvahs mila, even though the shagas aryeh has his proofs, mikomako, maybe, yesh lomar, in every mila, there's two elements. There's a mitzvah of atofas dam bris, and there's a mitzvah of mila. In every mila, right? There's causing blood, and there's the cutting, the mila. So he says, maybe, yesh lomar, the mitzvahs atavas dabris shaper miskayim, the zman shmini hu rak la mitzvahs mila ha'ikaris, avo mitzvahs atavas dabris miskayim shaper afilu lefeiz mano. Right? Maybe lefeiz mano, you didn't do the mitzvah bris mila, but you did atavas dabris. What did he say? Oh, do atavas dabris? No, that part of it you already yotze. Nighttime is nothing. It's a mufka from the time of Mila. Nothing could be at night. And he quotes Raya's to that. That's the Stipler suggestion. That in every bris Mila, there's really two dinim. There's the Mila element and the Hotzah's Dam element. And there are rise to that. But early, you did Hotzah's Dam. That counts, but not night. And that's why after that, there's no point of doing the Mila because it's already cut. And Atavas Dam Bris, you already Yotzei. So that's his suggestion in the Ramah. Okay, let's continue. Fourth line. Reb Yossi. So now we're commenting on a Mishnah. Right? What are we talking about here? Our Mishnah is about a certain aveira, right? The ball got mixed up with the babies. But the Mishnah in Psachim, in Perek Vav, talks about a different case, right? You got mixed up with the Karbanos on Shabbos, right? The case is, right, it was Erev Pesach Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. And there's thousands, if tens of thousands of animals there, as we'll talk about. You shechted Stam. You know, you had a carbon shlumin that you wanted to bring as a carbon toda. You know, Hashem did a great thing for you. And by mistake, you shechted your carbon toda instead of your carbon pesach. Right? And then, so that, you're not allowed to shecht the carbon toda on Shabbos. Right? So it's a similar kind of thing. Like you're involved in a mitzvah. So are you chayv a carbon chatas for that? So that's the machlokas there too. Machlokas there too in Meseches, Psachim. So Rabbi Lezer says, you're still chayv. The carbon. Rabbi Yeshua says not. So Rabbi Yossi, Bishim Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, right, we're changing it to the Rabbi Shimon. V'hu, when do we say that there's an exemption? Right, just like Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says there's an exemption of the Chatos, Rabbi Shimon says over there, if you messed up and you shechted a different animal instead of your current Pesach, you're pater from the Chatos. Because you were involved in a mitzvah. As long as, v'hu shiei se tamim, as long as the animal that you did shechted was a sheep, which could have been used, that's an understandable mistake. Right, you could have used this as your Karban Pesach. If you have a cow, which you shechted instead of a Karban Pesach, oh, we're not going to give you the patur on that one. Right? A cow can't bring a Karban Pesach. Right? So if you have a sheep, tamim, and it's tamim, it doesn't have a blemish, the ben shana is within its first year, vishlamim, and it's a shlamim, meaning it's not a chulin animal. It's already a carbon animal, so if you did something, it's kind of like a mitzvah, v'roi l'shtanos l'shem Pesach. And it's ro'ui to be mishtane l'shem Pesach, meaning, what's ro'i l'shtanos? Meaning, there are so many karbanas around here, right? There are mistakes are easy. That's where Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, over there in that Mishnah Psachim, that you're pater from the chatas. Again, where it's an animal that could have been used, and it's a tamim, and it's his right age, v'chulu. All of that. So all of those limitations on Rabbi Yeshua's exemption. Again, Rabbi Yeshua is the one that has a little more expanded shita of Tavid Var Mitzvah is going to be pater from the Chatas. So Achmami Natzlas, and you'll learn three things from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan about Rabbi Shimon Shita. Shmami Nadavar Shein Lo Kitzvah. The Patur is only where by something that Ein Lo Kitzvah, meaning there's no amount. Right? There are thousands of Korban Pesachs around here. It's not like one, so it's understandable. V'davar sheh, skip that word, darko l'schalif, and it's something that's, it's darko l'schalif. It's, you know, you could switch the Korbanos that could be flipped from one to the other. V'davar sheh basiyasa mitzvah. But you act, it's something that you actually did a mitzvah though. You didn't, what kind of mitzvah? Right? Look in the Korban Eidik, was the first mission in Zvachim. Right? Remember the first mission in Zvachim? If I shech the Korban l'shem a different Korban, it's kosher. Except for Chatas and Korban Pesach l'shem something else. But if I shech a different Korban l'shem Korban Pesach, that's kosher. It just doesn't count. So I did a mitzvah here. I shechted a Korban Shlamim for l'shem Pesach, so I messed up. But it's still kosher. So all of that, those are the limitations on the principle of Tabe Devar Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Shua. So the Gemara says, Ma Islacha Davar Shein Lo Kitzvah, this limitation that we said, it doesn't have any limit. What does that mean? What does it mean that Korban Pesach, you apply this heter of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah to a Devar Shein Lo Kitzvah? What is it? 2 days. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar, Shlo Nitna Torah Kitzvah, Kama Psachim Yidachu, Ez HaShav, Ez HaChol Shana. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the Torah does not say a specific number of Korban Pesachs every year. It depends how many Jews there are. It depends how big you split your groups into. Right? Maybe that's what Devar Shein Lo Kitzvah means. The Torah does not say how many Korban Pesach there are going to be. So if you shechted an animal, that could have been a Korban Pesach. The Torah doesn't specify. One. Or, Rabbi Yossi Savar Meimar, Sheinat Yachol Lamod Al Minyanan. No, more like the human side. It's impossible for the person to know, like to count up. There are so many! Look this, as far as the eye could see, there are so many Korban Pesach. So what does Ein Lo Kitzvah mean? That the Torah didn't specify a number, or that I can't count up? Lamai nafgamina, we'll see. Rabbi Yossi, kadhavi, mati li'ili tinokos sveikos. When Rabbi Yossi used to learn this mesechta and he used to give shir, when Rabbi Yossi used to give shir on this Mishnah, right? Like we're giving shir on this Mishnah? When Rabbi Yossi used to give shir on the Mishnah about Suffolk babies, havi yamar, he used to say, yafi lamdan Rabbi Yirmi, he used to say, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yirmi's pshat. What's Rabbi Yirmi's pshat? The Torah didn't give any definite amount to the animals. Right? But not Rabbi Yosef. What was Rabbi Yosef's shot? You can't count up how many. But 1 second. If you're applying those principles, that Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, to our case of babies, Islacha Meimar, can you say, like Rabbi Yosef? What does Rabbi Yosef say? There are so many animals, you can't count up. How many babies are in front of you? How many babies are here for them all? Two? You can count up. Shein Tiyachol Lamod Al Minyanam. Right? But when it comes to the babies, right? So, obviously, the Svara of Rabbi Yosef doesn't make sense. What does Rabbi Yosef say? You can't count up? Yes, you can. The mole can count up. So that's why the fact that the same principle in halacha applies not only to the Karbanas case, Korban Pesach case, but to the baby case, that shows Rabbi Yirmiyah's explanation of Davar She'ein Lo Kitzvah. The Torah doesn't say how many babies are going to get mal today. That's true. The Torah doesn't say how many that you can't count up, but yes, you can. Ella, Shlo Nina Torah Kitzvah, Kama Psachim, Yitzchot, Shabbos, V'Kol Shana. So when Rabbi Yosef, the Amora, used to learn our Mishnah, and he used to discuss our Mishnah has the principle of Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, used to say that I think Rabbi Yirmiyah's Pshat of Davar She'ein Lo Kitzvah is true and not Rabbi Yosef's Pshat. Right? Because how do you apply that to the case of the Moa? Period. Viter, next Yisod. Rav Chizta Amar. There's more there in the Rama Milchus Shkagos, but let's just try to get through the Gemara. Rav Chizta Amar. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Shimon, which is what he really means here, is the Mishnah Psachim. Right? The member of the Mishnah Psachim, I shechted an animal by mistake. I thought it was a Korban Pesach, but it wasn't. And I messed up. So Rav Yeshua there says, you're Pater. Says Rav Chizta, that's only if there are still some people that didn't do their Korban Pesach yet. There's still a group that didn't shecht. Meaning, if all the Jewish people are done, you're the last one. You're the last one in the Azara. Everybody's finished. Every group has a Korban Pesach. And nobody needs a Korban Pesach anymore. And then you shecht your animal, you don't have a patur. I mean, come on, there's no more mitzvah. There's no more mitzvah around. So there you go. Even Rabbi Shua is going to say chayev. That's Rabbi Chizda. Rav Chizda says, the only heter, the only exemption that you have over there is if there's still somebody that needs a Korban Pesach. If nobody does anymore, so then you don't have your patur. Amar Reb Zeira. So now, Reb Zeira says, Milsa Reb Yanai Amra. Reb Yanai gave an answer Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains it this way. Rav Yanni gave an answer to a question that's going to come up on Bez Shem on Tamar's Daf. Tamar's Daf asked, there seems to be a stira within our Mishnah, between the Reisha and the Seifa. We alluded to this yesterday. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're chayiv, everybody says, you're kuliam, you're chayiv in the Reisha. What's the Reisha of our Mishnah? Right? Well, you did a Friday baby on Shabbos. There, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're chayiv. Even though you actually did a mitzvah. You did a day late, you did a mitzvah. Well, he says, you're pater in the Seifa. Well, you didn't do a mitzvah. You did a Sunday baby on Friday. How is that possible? That's the kash that Gemara is going to ask tomorrow. Right? Within our Mishnah, you know, how could it be that in the Reisha, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yeshua says, you're going to be chayiv even though you did a mitzvah, while in the Seifa, you didn't do a mitzvah because it's a day early and you're going to be pater. So to answer that question, Rabbi Yanai said, no, what it really means is that, Rabbi Yanai Amra, Fusha Shach Achomala Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. And, Erev Shabbos Be'Shabbos. No, what it means is that the Friday baby you did on Shabbos, and the Shabbos baby you did on Friday, meaning there shouldn't be a p'tur when you did the Mila B'Shabbos, right? When you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, there was no other baby in front of you, right? The Shabbos baby was done on Friday, the Friday baby was done on Shabbos, that's why in the Reish of our Mishnah Yechayev, because there's no baby left except for one that doesn't have his bris Mila today. That's how Rabbi Yana answers, gives pshat to our Mishnah. Why did Rabbi Yeshua say that? So again, what's the pshat? Why are you chayiv in the Reisha? Because there's only one baby here whose bris milah is not today. Fine. So now the Gemara asks, before we get to the point that we're bringing this in for, Mala b'shachris, what happens if, again, pretty unusual, you have the two babies, the Shabbos baby, yeah, and you mixed up Friday, Shabbos, Friday. The Friday baby, you did Shabbos morning. And now, the Shabbos baby you did, already in the morning. So there is no baby left right now. Meaning, what did Rabbi Yanai say? Rabbi Yanai said that if you did the Shabbos baby on Friday and the Friday baby on Shabbos, but by the time Shabbos started, all you have is a Friday baby. And therefore there's no mitzvah left in front of you, so you're going to be chayav karban chatas. What happens if you did the Shabbos baby Shabbos morning? When Shabbos started, you were still within the world of, there's a baby that needs bris milah today. But then you did it Shabbos morning, and now what do you have left? The Friday baby. Do you say, well, there's no Shabbos baby left, so there's no more mitzvah left, I'm going to be chayav chatas. Right? Or do you say, no, when Shabbos started, there was already a possibility for me to do a mitzvah, so I'm still going to be pater. That's a machlokas. Malu b'shachris, Rebbe Zeira Amar. This is machlokas. Rebbe Zeira Amar, Savar Rebbe Yanai Pater. Rebbe Zeira says, Rebbe Yanai would say pater in that case too. Since when Shabbos started, there was a possibility for you to do a mitzvah of milah. So therefore, even though Lamaisa, when you did the milah, there was no more because you did the baby in the morning. So he's still going to be pater. Rebbe Yavam or Chayev. Rebbe Ba says Chayev though. Rebbe Ba says Lamaisa, you have one baby left and there's no mitzvah. There's no pater there. There's no pater there. You're Chayev Achatas. So the Gemara says, just parenthetically, Vilaida Mila Amr Rabbi Yanai. So why didn't the Mishnah give that case? If it applies even if you have the baby mild in the morning, so why didn't it say that in the Mishnah? It's not so common to make such a mistake. To have a baby in the morning, baby in the afternoon, that's not so common. Okay. But either way, what's important for us right now? We just quoted a machlokas in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yanai, the first case of our Mishnah, where you're chayev. Right? What's the case? You flip the babies. You did the Friday on Shabbos, you did the Shabbos on Friday. Right? That's the case. And therefore, when you did the Shabbos baby on Friday, you did nothing. We did the Friday on Shabbos, you weren't talking about our mitzvah. We have a machlokes. Does that apply even if you did the Shabbos baby Shabbos morning? So that's what you're supposed to do. So are you still putter for doing the Friday baby Shabbos afternoon? Or no? Right now there's no, that was a machlokes. So, al daiti de Rebbe Zeira, according to Rebbe Zeira says you're pater even in that case. You have to look at the girsa of Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky here. Rebbe Yanai de loka Rebbe Chisda. If that's true, then Rebbe Yanai is not like Rebbe Chisda. What's Rebbe Yanai? What's Rebbe Chisda? Let's just put it all. Again, you think about it, it fits in. Rebbe Zeira's pshat of Rebbe Yanai is that as long as when Shabbos started, you were in the world of a mitzvah, even if when Lamaisa you gave the baby a meal on Shabbos afternoon, you're still potter. Why? Because Shabbos morning, you could have, you were still in the world of a mitzvah. You had a baby that deserved a bris on Shabbos. That's against what Rav Chisda said on the top line. What did Rav Chisda just say? If there's no Karban Pesach left and you do your Karban Pesach, you're done. Right? There's no exemption there. What do you mean? When Yontif started a couple hours ago, there were plenty. So it must be Rav Chisda and Rav Yana are against each other. Because again, Rav Chisda says, you look at Lamaisa, right now you're shechting Karban Pesach, there's nobody that needs a Karban Pesach. There's no Ptur, you're chayav a Karban Chatas. What did Rav Yana say? What did Rav Zeir's Pshat of Rav Yana? As long as when Shabbos started, there was another baby that you could have done bris milah to, you're potter. Even though right now there's no more babies. There's only the one that's an Aveira. So isn't Rav Yanai, Rav Zeira's Pshat of Rav Yanai, isn't that against Rav Chisda? So just two more steps. The Gemara says, no. Am Rav Yimana, Kumi Rav Yossi, Madama Rav Chisda, Kirby Shimon. Madama Rav Yanai, Kirby Meir. Well, maybe each of them were just saying within a different shita. Remember the top line? Rav Chisda was only talking within Rabbi Shimon's version of the Machlokas. And Rabbi Yanai was talking within Rabbi Meir's version of the Machlokas. Umeshivin Dover Bain Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon. Maybe it's not a Machlokas, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Yanai. Maybe it's not just a Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, no, Vyashkan Pliger, Meir, Lebain, Rabbi Shimon, Bashir. We have no evidence that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon argue about this fact. We know, we started off today's daf. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon had two different versions of the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. But there's no evidence that they have a machlokas about this detail. What's this detail? When you decide whether there's a patur of a carbon chatas, do you look at right now? Is there a mitzvah that's possible? Or do you look at even when this time period started, when Shabbos started, when Yontif started? We have no evidence, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon argue about that. So therefore, we're not going to say they argue about that. So we'll rather say that it's a machlokas amoraim between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Zeira's pshat of Rabbi Yanai. Okay, I have to go over that a number of times, but that's the Gemara just had three steps in terms of putting it together. We're putting together two worlds, but it's the same yisod, the world of mixing up babies and the world of mixing up karbanos. I did the bris milah, maybe I didn't miss it, didn't do a mitzvah, carbon pay, I shechted a different animal, a different carbon, l'shein karban pesach. What they have in common is that I'm involved in a mitzvah somehow, but I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Are you chayav a karban chatas or not? Generally, Blazer is the one that says you're always a chayav a karban. He doesn't have that patur or in more minimal cases. And Rabbi Shua says you are going to be patur. Okay, we'll stop here. More in Yanimila tomorrow.